Got Brett Larick joining us now, as Brett Larick is the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers. And coach, a tremendous season a year ago. You know, obviously we all know that you lost Ryan Walsh to graduation. How do you go about replacing Ryan, and give us some of your thoughts on this year's team?
Well, hey guys, pleasure to be with you again. Sorry I can't be there. But no, really good season last year, 18 wins.
I think we have Brett Larick on the line, but I can't hear him here.
Guys, so you got me? Brett...
Yeah, we got you.
All
Brett,
right.
You got us?
So, I appreciate being on. You know, 18 wins last year was a great year for us. We're going to miss Ryan a ton, but we're also missing some other guys, Stephen Furcron and Mateo Medina, who's not playing this year because of track. So it'll definitely be a work in progress for us to fill some spots.
So, Brett, the Mateo Medina, I had not heard that till you just said that. So that's like it's one of those positive negatives, right? I mean, he's been so successful in track. He was a national champion out there in Oregon over the summer. So that's the positive. But he was a key player for you last year, I thought. I had a couple of your games, and I was really impressed by his ability to do a lot of different things. That will be a loss.
It definitely will. You know, he was a backup point guard for us. He was our energized us on defense, you know, picked up full court. You know, there's not many guys faster than him, obviously, you know, with his record at state and nationals. So baseline to baseline, we are definitely losing some speed. And, him and Ryan are two huge losses for us outside. And Stephen Furcron's a big loss for us. You know, he did a lot of our communicating and the backside of our defense and rebounding and senior leadership. So we're going to need some guys to step up for sure. And, you know, we look at it, you think you have guys back, and then we're looking at our roster and we only have one senior. We're like, oh, man, we're a little younger than we're actually thinking.
But the beauty of that, and back to, I think I had you beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year last year, and I saw the evolution of what you and your staff were trying to do. You played a lot of young guys last year. As a matter of fact, at one point, I don't remember his name, you can help me out here, he was a freshman sharpshooter who you started working into your lineup. So even though you have one senior on your roster, a lot of those young guys have varsity experience, don't they?
Yeah, we actually had two freshmen last year. Cam Bell we brought up and ended up starting some, and then we had some injuries and sickness in the middle of the year. Rondell Grimmett stepped up for us. So we played a bunch of different guys, and, you know, I heard the interview with Jeff, and you talk about the progression and the end product. We see different steps almost daily. And if you watch our first scrimmage to the second one, you're like, oh, we do know how to play basketball a little bit. We can take care of the ball. We can get in the right positions on defense. And I think it's going to be that progression throughout the year. I think we have to get better daily and game by game. I think we'll get better. And, you know, kind of like, you know, we say is you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. Hopefully it don't take that long. We can get them going a little sooner than that. But it's definitely going to take some time for us to figure out roles, figure out who's coming in for who, who's taking up these shots, who's bringing the ball up to get us into this. And so it's kind of trial by error with what we're doing right now.
Coach, can you tell us about some of the guys that you're counting on early in the year?
Yeah, obviously we have Jaden Crutcher back. You know, he's grown, a 6'5 junior, one of the better players around this area, if not the state. So we're going to lean on him a ton. Taylor Blanton is another guy that played some JV and varsity for us last year. BJ Todd is in that same boat. He's coming from football, so we got to get him in football shape. Darian Crawford is another guard. We got like a five-guard rotation with those couple young guys we already mentioned. And then we got another sophomore we're going to play, Jeremiah Daniels, who came back to us. Came up through our youth program, was at Lutheran West as a freshman, so he's back with us. And then Xavier Church is our lone senior, so we got a mix. We'll dress, I think, 12 or 13 guys we're going to dress in these scrimmages right now. We've played 11 to 13. Well, we probably won't play 11 to 13 in the regular season, but right now we got to figure out that 9 or 10 that we will play.
And is it also a situation, Brett, that maybe the guys that are playing a lot in December, you know, maybe other guys can figure out their roles. And, you know, it's a long season. So with everything that you lost and how you're trying to fill that, is it a situation where just because maybe in the first game or two you're not getting a ton of minutes, that doesn't mean that you're not going to as the year goes on?
No, you sound like you're in our meetings that we're having. You know, that's kind of what we're preaching. And, you know, competition's a good thing. You know, competition, we think, brings out the best in guys, and we want to see them go at each other. And, you know, we need to see guys separate themselves, too, you know, in practice and in scrimmages and when the lights come on. Because once games start, it gets different, too. So game 1 to game 10 will be different, probably in rotations and roles. And, you know, 10 to 20 could be a little bit different as well, especially when you get in the middle of the season, like hit us last year. You get some injuries and sickness, and hopefully ours is getting out of the way, because we haven't had everybody at a scrimmage yet, and we haven't, I think it's been over a week and a half that we've had all of our guys at a practice, just because some guys have been banged up, and we've had two or three out sick.
Brett, would you agree with me in my statement that you've been spoiled with having Ryan Walsh as your point guard?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, you never really. I mean, obviously, right. Ryan is a great player, Mr. Basketball, and you know, he's down at Nova playing minutes. You know, they play that five in, five out, and he's playing half the game, averaging 9 points, and fit right in. You know, it was a never of doubt to us that he'd go in there and work his tail off, and they would see what we saw.
So we're
absolutely going to miss that, and. You know, guys will realize how lucky we were to have him. And, you know, we challenge guys. Those are some big shoes to step into.
Well, that's my follow-up. I wanted to make the point that we all knew the answer to, that, you know, Ryan was a special player. And to have a point guard who, as a head coach, you can completely trust with handling the ball, getting people in the offense, ability to score, all those things. And then that person's gone. So, I mean, is this a work in progress? Do you have one that you feel really good about to step into Ryan's shoes? Where are you at with that?
It's not going to be one person. I mean, that's too big of a job right now. We're going to need multiple guys to step up. You know, Jaden Crutcher is going to have to take a big step in what he does. He's going to handle the ball a lot more. He's going to be a decision maker. But we also need other guys to handle the ball so we can get Jaden off the ball and running off some stuff to get some shots. So it's kind of going to be a combination. It really is. It's going to be different guys at time. You know, it could be right now, I think we're running 3, 4, 5 different guys depending on situations and what we want to do in that spot. So it won't be one person handling the ball quite as much as what Ryan did. Jaden's going to have to step up in a lot of areas, and he's done a really good job of that so far. But we're going to need some of these young guys to grow up really fast, that's for sure.
Brett, now that you've been in the SWC a few years, I don't exactly remember how many it's been now, but since these kids are, I think, that are playing for you have always been in that league, what's that been like now? Where do you see yourself in the league? And just kind of talk about, you know, competing in the SWC night in, night out, how much you and the guys enjoy it.
We enjoy it. I mean, it's definitely great for us. Just the games and the crowds, you know, our furthest drive is Berea, which would be the closest one in the old conference. But just the student section at all the games, like our students here know who we're playing, and it's closer drive. So that just that high school basketball atmosphere that makes the game so enjoyable and so much fun for the fans and the kids. But no, the SWC is a grind, man. Very physical. You've got a ton of great coaches that, you know, you get different styles every night, and you got to prepare for it. You can't, you know, we prepare for different, you know, systems to go against, and that really is every night is something different. But what you know you're going to go against is physical teams with great coaching and kids that play their tails off. And, you know, we had a good year last year, tied for second. And, I mean, you look at how good that league was last year with the year Ridgeville had and Avon Lake with the special year they had. And I think there's some really good teams as well this year. So it's a grind, and it's very physical and takes a toll on you, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Brett, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and want to remind you and the Pioneer fans, all our listeners, that we've got Elyria as you take on Sandusky over at the DeFranco Classic Saturday at 4 o'clock, and looking forward to seeing you guys out there.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the DeFranco. You know, it's always an honor and privilege to play in that. Known the family for a lot of years, and you know, anytime we're invited and asked, we'll definitely accept that because it's such a special night for everybody involved.
Get that blue tie ready.
Yeah, that's for sure. That I think was, I still got awesome. Our old one we wore.
All right, that was awesome. That's Brett Larrick, the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Avon's Mike Fitch and then Clearview's Jason Christensen to close out the 7 o'clock hour. More as we are live from Hoop Tech, and it is presented by Third Generation Construction. We're on AM 930, FM 100.3. Ron Yontz, you can hear us live online all the time.
At WEOL.com.